Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Paraguay judges and prosecutors are the agents of big landowners. Former Supreme Court Justice Minister on the Curuguaty case. Lawyer Luis Lescano Claude, former Minister of the Supreme Court of Justice of Paraguay, currently member of the Technical Defense of the Peasants convicted in the Curuguaty case, said that the interest of both the prosecutor and the tribunal is to preserve private property as an inviolable absolute right when legally it is not considered this way. Lescano talked about this in an interview with the Radio Production Center, Nañene Beto Centurion, member of the DemoInfo.org project. The relativity of this right is given by the possibility of an agrarian reform, this way enabling access to land for all inhabitants, said Lescano Claude, adding that the sentence in the Curuguaty case aims at turning the future of these peasants into only long years in prison. He also said that the prosecutors and judges are being agents for the big landowners. They make completely unfounded rulings, aiming only to punish innocent people without really proving the guilt of those prosecuted. Lescano Claude also stated that an appeal against a ruling was being prepared given the numerous irregularities seen in the process. Once all national stages are completed, they will appeal to international courts. This case does not only concern a few peasants. Here we have the struggle of all peasants to access lands in order to improve their living conditions, and on the other side, the defense of the interests of a sector of landowners. Undoubtedly, this is an issue between poor peasants who do not have access to land and the landowner sector who takes over most of the Paraguayan territory, said the Paraguayan lawyer during the interview. In order to meet the needs for agrarian reform, it is necessary to use public lands, and for this, the will of the executive branch is key, said Lescano Claude, pointing out to the fact that the Paraguayan government has clearly operated to the detriment of peasants and safeguarding the rights of owners.